failed to act fast enough. Manchin publicly slams Joe Biden for inflation. By Wendell Hussebo on April 12, 2022. Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, publicly slammed President Joe Biden for Tuesday's terrible inflation numbers. "It is a disservice to the American people to act as if inflation is a new phenomenon," Manchin wrote in a press release. "The Federal Reserve and the administration failed to act fast enough. And today's data is a snapshot in time of the consequences being felt across the country." The Labor Department released numbers on Tuesday showing the consumer price index soared 8.5% in 1 year, the largest year-over-year increase since 1981. Biden's 40-year high inflation will reportedly cost consumers an extra $5,200 in 2022. "Instead of acting boldly, our elected leaders and the Federal Reserve continue to respond with half-measures and rhetorical failures searching for where to lay the blame," Manchin stated about Biden's unwillingness to accept responsibility. "Indeed, the White House has refused to take responsibility for the 40-year high inflation. What it once called transitory inflation is now Putin's price hike. Before that spin, CNN dubbed inflation as good," which the Washington Post noted some preferred to reframe as corporate greed. Manchin then circled back and walloped Biden again by suggesting his costly Build Back Better agenda is deader than ever due to inflation. Manchin questioned how the U.S. could spend massive amounts of money on socialism during the explosion of inflation. "Here is the truth: we cannot spend our way to a balanced, healthy economy and continue adding to our $30 trillion national debt," Manchin explained. Manchin sank much of Biden's costly agenda in December 2021, but not before the Washington, D.C. establishment passed trillions of spending in the spring of that year. Many experts say the huge spending, along with the supply chain crisis and coronavirus restrictions, fueled inflation. The White House tried to get ahead of the terrible numbers on Monday by stating it expected the report would show inflation wildly out of control. Yet White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki again blamed Putin's price hike as the reason for soaring inflation. "We expect March CPI headline inflation to be extraordinarily elevated due to Russian President Vladimir Putin's price hike. And we expect a large difference between core and headline inflation reflecting the global disruptions in energy and food markets," Psaki claimed. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hussebo.